Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders.
Our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello, lovely Builders. Welcome back. We thought we'd talk to you today about when things go wrong, resilience and trades. Now, people kind of assume that you've got a magic wand and that you can just fix things, or that maybe when you're a builder that nothing ever goes wrong on site and trades respect you more than other people. And I guess I wanted to talk to you today about what to do when things go wrong, or how things can go wrong and the resilience and what the impacts are. So the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I had a bricklayer booked in. So I had 4 days of inclement weather. So what that meant was that it was a massive storm, big rains, and the bricklayer, which I had booked in since actually last year and had done half the job, was then caught up on a commercial job because he had liquidated damages. Liquidated damages are when a project is over time, there's a chargeback to that trade or that builder, or a client chargeback for causing a delay to the builder. This bricklayer was on a commercial project, and because of those 4 days of inclement weather, he was due to start and he had to get this done in 6 weeks. It required his whole team, and he was going to leave because the liquidated damages were much higher than I was actually paying for the job that we were asking him to do. So he basically left me. So I had him booked in for the next day, and then booked him for the next day. And then on that day, he rang me and said, look, I can't actually do the job. And whilst I argued with him and pleaded and begged for a bit of time, no, there was no shame, because I had the site loaded. What that meant was that I had the scaffold up at the front of the site, and I had all of the bricks loaded in position for them to lay it. So no other materials could get to site, because obviously you load bricks onto a site using a forklift. So that was my situation. I basically had scaffold up, I had the site loaded, and the bricklayer that was due to turn up had left, and I had roofers booked in for the following week. So I needed to solve that problem. I had 1 week to get the bricks laid. So some people would sit and go, oh, well, I'm going to have to wait the 6 weeks. There's nothing I can do. Other people would make a half-assed jab at it. What I did was I made a list of all the people that I knew that were building in the area, builders, developers, builders that were building in the area, because there's no shame here. And I rang every one of them and I asked for the name of their bricklayer. And I asked if there was any way I could get someone. Our mates, our very lovely mates over at Gamma Homes, go check them out, give them a like on Instagram for me. Love their bricklayers. Gave us the name of Jason. And Jason is a wonderful bricklayer who was able to shuffle things around for the next week because he was on a non-urgent job and was able to really help by squeezing us in. I guess my point is here that some people would just let it go. I guess they would feel intimidated, or they'd feel like a failure, or that they should have had this organized, or that maybe when someone let me down that I wasn't important enough to do that job, that they would take it personally. Or you can spring into action and you can solve that problem. Now, I had 3 people come out and look at the site on that day. I had someone willing to start the next day, but I also had to check their quality. So when I did the quality check, I didn't have the time to kind of vet them like I normally would. So I asked them to send in photos of their work, and I was able to check from the photos that I didn't like where one of the construction joints was. It was kind of, it didn't line up with the window, and it wasn't a very good demonstration of work. And they'd obviously sent that to me as a good job. So even if you're getting someone into the job, you need to do it quickly. You need to hit the phones. You need to make that the top priority, because for me, the priority was making sure that I had the bricklayers there because I couldn't afford to lose the program. And that was a critical path for me. and really getting resourceful in solving the problem, but making sure that you weren't sacrificing quality. So I hope that's helpful for you. It's a really quick build her moment, and we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word. For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.